Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Legal Nurse Podcast 244, and this is Pat Iyer. We are in our third year of broadcasting the Legal Nurse Podcast. Amazing. Last week, I started a new tradition, sharing the best of the best. I found out which shows you listen to the most, and I'm bringing them back. The podcast that you're about to hear was the most downloaded show in 2017. In this show, I share insights about how attorney personalities affect your relationships. If you understand common personality types, you'll know how to communicate with your clients in a way that is effective for their personality. After you listen to this podcast, check out Legal Nurse Podcast 120 with Lorna Kibbe to get more details about the DISC styles. Hey, welcome to Legal Nurse Podcast 121. This is called Attorney Personalities and How They Affect Your Relationships. This week, Lorna Kibbe spoke in Legal Nurse Podcast 120 about the DISC profile. That's D-I-S-C. It's important that you get a feel for the personality of your client, since that influences how you would interact with him or her. In this edition of Iyer's Insights, I give you the tools to recognize your personality type and how that affects your success as a legal nurse consultant. In case you didn't have a chance to listen to Lorna Kibbe explain the DISC personality styles, here is a quick review. The DISC styles give you guidance in understanding your own personality and also of those around you. Every letter in DISC stands for a different type of personality. We'll start with D for DISC. The D in DISC stands for the dominant personality. The Ds tend to be decisive and direct. They prefer to be leaders, and they exude self-confidence. There may be a lot of D personality trial attorneys who are heads of law firms. They want to be in control of a situation, they enjoy challenges, and achieving results. D personalities can be argumentative. Have you ever met an attorney who is not? Sometimes they do not listen to others who want to provide their own reasoning. They may ignore the details of a situation, even when they're important. This can be a problem for an attorney, and this is where you come in to help the attorney focus on the details. You'll find a D personality likes taking risks and being in charge. They are big picture thinkers. That's the D for decisive and direct. The I personality is the influential. They are impulsive, enthusiastic, talkative, persuasive, and emotional. They love to be around others, and they love to be the center of attention. They love to solve problems, to motivate others, and they want to work in happy, light environments where they can avoid conflict and arguments. The I person is likely not detail-oriented and needs someone else to take care of the details while they have fun and gain acceptance and approval. When I think of all the attorney clients I worked for, I can think of one I personality. He loved the social aspect of practicing law. He loved to be creative, but he got bogged down with details. I don't think you'll find many I personalities among trial lawyers. Although there are outgoing, personable trial attorneys, they must be good at handling arguments and dealing with the constant adversarial nature of the law. The C personality describes the majority of LNCs and many trial attorneys. Listen to the description of the C personality and see if you agree. C personality people are conscientious, careful, accurate, detail-oriented, analytical, and systematic. The C personality uses plenty of research and information to back up decisions. The C personality has very high standards for themselves and others. Can't you envision the C personality evaluating compliance with the standard of care? The C person will follow through and complete assignments with a thoroughness that other personalities respect. That I attorney I was describing to you said to me once, "Pat, if I had your ability to focus, I would rule the world." The C personality on the team will help ground others in reality by keeping the group realistic. Can you hear the plaintiff attorney saying, "This case is a slam dunk," and the LNC saying, "There are several hurdles to overcome before you can say that"? There are many trial attorneys who are C personalities. They come to a deposition loaded with questions, written down or typed, and they go through them methodically and check them off. They enjoy tracking down details, researching cases, and writing briefs. There's another personality in the DISC profile that may describe you as an LNC. I know that I have a blend of C and S characteristics. Like the C personality, the S personality is steady and even-tempered. They are friendly, listen well, and they're understanding. They're close to their loved ones, and they like close, personal relationships. S personalities are good at multitasking. We excel at multitasking as nurses, and they see tasks through to completion. They work well in teams, and they like to resolve conflict as soon as it develops. Before I continue with the show, I'll take a minute to share a resource that will make it even easier to develop solid relationships with your clients, the kind that result in repeat business and word-of-mouth referral. Both are golden for us. I have a lot of tips in my 2017 book, How to Manage Your Legal Nurse Consulting Business, Top Tips for Success. You've gotten your legal nurse consulting business started, you've gotten clients, and you want to sustain your success. Business development and client management are intertwined. Both are necessary for a stable business. In this book, I tackle how to control your money and your goals to subdue the evil twins of perfectionism and procrastination, and to get more done through outsourcing. You will reach a stressed out state as a business owner. I can guarantee you that. I share tips for managing your stress and your health. Are you ready to hire an employee? I added a chapter on the process of interviewing and hiring. The second part of the book shares tools and techniques for deepening your relationships with your clients. You will discover how to win over and retain the clients you want, and recognize those who are too much trouble. Mastering negotiation, business communication, and conflict are essential. I show you how. This is the book to use to build a stable foundation for your business. Get your copy at http://lnc.tips/creating-series. And get a 25% discount by using the code LISTENED in the coupon box during checkout. Let's return to the show. I want to focus now on getting along with the personalities. We learned as nurses to get along with all kinds of people, from all socioeconomic levels and with a variety of needs. I've explained to my husband, who is an engineer, that you don't get to pick your patients, and people are not at their best when they're in pain, they're nauseated, and they otherwise feel miserable. The skill of being able to connect with people is valuable when you work with attorneys. I'll share some key points about working with the four personality types. The D personality is the dominant, direct person. This person wants you to be brief and to the point. This person values your ability to focus on solving problems and getting results. You would make a D impatient if you focused on social topics at the beginning of an interaction instead of getting right to the point. The D person is the big thinker who wants to know, do I have a case or not? The D attorney is at risk of overlooking the potential risks of a case, not considering the opinions of others, and not weighing the pros and cons of a case. This client needs your help to avoid leaping into a weak case. You'll find the D person is great in a crisis, loves to take charge, and may be very autocratic in a team, and works well under stress. Let's switch to the I person. These people want approval, flattery, and acceptance. They love to be the talkers or the presenters. They would love the part of a trial that involves the opening and closing arguments. But since they like places that do not feel rigid and controlled, they would not like being subject to court rulings and the conflicts associated with the law. Therefore, I think you'll find I people in law specialties that do not involve a lot of conflict. Suppose you encounter an I person who is a trial attorney. This attorney wants you to be friendly, establish rapport, and allow the attorney plenty of time to talk. However, since the I person loves to talk, he may not listen enough, or he may dominate the conversation and shut others out. Don't react in a way that makes him feel rejected, since this is a big fear of the influential personality. The I person or the influential is persuasive, which is an asset for an attorney. Now I'll turn to the C personality. The C person takes pride in being accurate and is wounded by criticism. C people avoid conflict and they will shut down rather than argue. A peaceful, organized, conflict-free environment is ideal for C people. They would be fine with working alone and do not need a lot of social interaction. C people feel most productive when they know they're doing what is expected of them. They love technical tasks that require attention to detail and have ambitious standards for the quality of their work. When you work with a C attorney, pay attention to the details and support your opinions. Be systematic, logical, patient, and persistent. Be diplomatic if you must criticize the attorney's opinions about a case. Avoid being confrontational. Be aware that C people tend to be overcritical of others because they focus on every detail, making it easier to find the faults. This is a quality that is rewarded within the legal system, whose job it is to find fault. The C person can get caught up in the details and may need to develop more people skills. You may not find many trial attorneys who are S people, but they may have S people on their staff. These steady individuals want a steady, safe routine that does not change often. They avoid conflict, and they want to please people and be recognized for their efforts. The team environment fuels the S person, where they can work with others and get along. It gives them an opportunity to receive appreciation and to function in a repetitive environment. You can connect with the S person by being personable, build rapport, and show interest in them. They dislike change, and they will need time to adjust. Be kind and patient. The S person will shrink away from conflict, aggression, or demands, so the S person is not likely to work well with the D person. The S legal nurse consultant is the person who accepts a rush job, even if it means working over the weekend, or taking a case on vacation. It's hard for the S person to say no. Many people have a blend of personalities. In listening to me talk about each type, you may have thought, that's me, or that's me. The DISC personality assessments help you to get a sense of your own personality and how to interact with others in an effective way. Learn more about these four personality types by going to http://discinsights.com/personality-style. That's https://discinsights.com/personality-style. And be sure to get our business development resource filled with practical information to help you manage your LNC business. I'm talking about how to manage your legal nurse consulting business, top tips for success. Get it at http://lnc.tips/creating-series. That link again is http://lnc.tips/creating-series, and use the word listened in the coupon box to get a 25% discount. I would love to talk with you about your LNC business and see if we would be a good fit to work together in a mentoring relationship. Request a call with me to find out at http://lnc.tips/get-help. That's http://lnc.tips/get-help. And let's talk. Thanks for being a part of this program. Check out our online training and books at legalnursebusiness.com. Expand your LNC skills with our resources. Also, explore coaching with me at lncacademy.com to get more clients, make more money, and avoid expensive mistakes. And finally, join our continuing education program and get monthly trainings at lncceu.com. You'll get 2 online trainings each month designed to deepen your knowledge and skills. And look forward to having you tune into our programs again next week.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.